Hey, we're finally live on the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show on Tuesday night, our jobs report. Now, tonight we're going to look at the jobs report coming out of LinkedIn, how many postings they had over the past month, and then we're going to do a quick look into the Twitter universe and see who's on the ads list and see what they have posted lately today. So that's our plan for tonight. And rock and rolling. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show night edition, 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights, where we talk about jobs and what's going on in the industry. And we'll share that today. I hope the bandwidth is working pretty good because it was kind of slow on me getting into here. So we'll see how we go. With that, I'm going to change over to the this display. No, not that display. Want that display. Don't want that video. I want the little video of me. So I got the little video of me. I got our spreadsheet that we're sharing so that you can all go along with us. And as we do that, we'll put the banner up. So I'm putting up the banner that shows the jobs for today. Make sure it looks right. Looks good. Everything looks better than they did last week. Okay. So looking at the postings we had today. So it looks like the United States got better. Everything got positive. Pretty good, actually, some places. Really good. The only place that went down was the Agile Remote in the United States over the past month. So we'll see. It went up. Agile Business Analyst went up almost 50,000 positions posted to 251,000. Business Analyst went up 49,305, a little more than the Agile Business Analyst to 256,000 there. Scrum Master went up by 14,000 positions across the United States. That's pretty good. Actually, 14,800. So now it's at 110. The remote actually went up a little bit across the United States. That went up by 2,000 to almost not just a shy under 20,000 positions for Scrum Master across the United States. Product Owner Agile went up 7,000 positions. So that's pretty good. Up to 35,000. Agile Product Owner, that went up 15,000 positions. What is that? Oh, that's more than 10. That's like almost 12, 13, 14% growth there to 90,000 positions across the United States. Agile Project Manager, as I said, keep an eye out for that Agile Project Manager role because some don't have Scrum Master. You think they would by now, or Agile Coach. And a lot of times they call them an Agile Project Manager. And they got went up 66,000 positions over the past month to 321,000. The remote position actually went up by 10,000 positions also to 47,000. Project Manager went up by 68,000 positions since last week. So now it's at 325,000 positions. Enterprise Coach went up by 9,000 to 37,000. Agile Coach also went up by 9,000 to 46,000. We already talked about the Agile Remote went down almost 2,000 to 16,000. And then Jobs with Agile went up 18,000 postings. So that's pretty good. All right, let's look at the EU. See how the EU is doing. Make sure I got no comments. Nope. EU, Agile Business Analyst, went down by 17. So it's pretty stable. 5,600 positions over the last month. Business Analyst went down 246. So it looks like the United States went up, but the European Union went down a little bit, or pretty much stable across the board. Scrum Master still about 25,000. Scrum Master Remotes, 1389, pretty much the same. Product Owner Agile went up 315 to 8,600. Agile Project Owner, which is just a changing of the words around, it's 5,300 and went down by 29. Looks like Agile Project Manager went up by about 500, it's still around 29,000. Agile Project Manager Remote went down 83 at 852. Project Manager went up 4,000 positions in European Union to go to 56,000. And then we got Enterprise Coach at 1,400. We got Agile Coach at 8,700. We have Azure Remote at 9,800. Pretty stable with just a growth about 81. And then Agile across the board went up 4,000. That's pretty good. So it's at 192,000 positions in the European Union that reference Agile in their job postings. So that's not bad. So let's look at Philly. Philly dropped like a rock last week, right? So this week it came back up. It's kind of stabilized here. So Agile Business Analyst went up by 1,000 at 5,500. Business Analyst went up 900 also, and it's around 5,700. Scrum Master went down 55 jobs. At least it's not such a great big drop. It's at 2,800. The Remote Scrum Master is 1,300. Pretty stable. Went up by 21. Not a big change. Product Owner Agile, pretty stable too at 774. Agile Project Owner, 1,949 and went up 308. So it went up there. Agile Project Manager went up by 1,300. Positions at 6,800. Their Agile Project Manager Remote stable at 725. Project Manager went up 400, almost 500, and it's at 6,800 positions. Enterprise Coach went up 160, still at 762. Agile Coach went up 100, almost 162, actually went 159, and it's at 872. So it's just a hair above the Enterprise Coach, which I always think is kind of weird, but it is what it is. Agile Remote went down 469. It's at 4,793. But the Agile positions also went down about 113 at 14,272 positions over the past month. So Philly, pretty stable. Not much change except for the Agile Project Manager. Looks like that went up a little bit. All right, so let's look at the certification positions here in the United States. So the certification ones I do this a couple certification Agile certs, and I look at, and I got to change the scroll bar. Where's the scroll bar? Scroll bar, change it. There we go, certifications. So I put the certifications across the United States, how many positions over the past month have been posted, and I get the number. CSM. 994,000. That's up by 204. PSM, 2,372, up 17. Safe Agile went up 321. It's at 6,871 now. Less Agile. And we got Bubbles over here. What are you doing, Bubbles? Less Agile again, 715, up 14. Kanban came back up a little bit. Went up 3,200 and now it's at 36,000 positions. CSPO, that went down by almost 100, so it's still at 393. SPC Agile, that never really changes much, is at 93, up 10. PMI ACP down 5 at 810. And then PMP, the big one, is down 17,000, but it still had 272,000. Positions looking for a PMP. So that's kind of what those numbers look like. There's a cert comparison. Again, these are getting really small compared to like Kanban, which is huge. And then let's look at our tracking calendar. Boom. See how that looks here. So yeah, let me move, scroll that over a little bit. So you can see a little bit more. There we go. Perfect. All right. So we can see this is the Philadelphia tracking curve. Everything kind of bumped up a little bit here in the last month. The only one, which one went down here? What's this one? Come on. It's stinking. Scrum Master went down just a hair. What's this one here? Agile Remote went down. It looks like all the ones here in Philly, at least they stopped coming down. We really dropped last week, right? So now they're stable. So that's good. So that's Agile Philly, right? So that's Philadelphia Agile positions, pretty stable. after a big drop last week. So that's good. Let's look at United States positions. I'll get the scroll bar going here. Let's show the United States ones. Going across the jobs. Okay, cool. So it looks like United States bumped up a little bit across the board. Everything came up a little bit. Except for maybe some of these ones down the bottom. Azure Remote went down a little bit. But all the other ones seem like they bumped up since the stable of the last 3 weeks. So it was stable. Now it's up a little bit for the United States. And let's look. Let's look at EU. All right, EU. Put the scroll bar for EU. Scroll bar jobs EU. Looks like everything bumped up here this past sprint for EU. Which one's this? Project manager really went up. The rest are pretty stable. A hair. Someone going up a hair. What's this gray one? Scrum Master went down just a tad bit. That's the green one. Azure Project Manager went up a tad bit. So a little mixed bag there in the EU. So those are the numbers for this week compared to last week. So stabilized, still not going down, which is good. It kind of stopped its deathward spiral. So that's good to know. All right. So let's look at the Twitterverse. All right. So now we're going to look at Twitter. How'd Twitter do? Yeah, I'm not going to do the jobs thing tonight. So I'm just going to do the Twitter. I mean, I'm not going to do the stock looking, the stock market. Okay, we got dad joke. Scott Ambler and his dad jokes. I wouldn't teach geography again for all the tea in Canada. It's probably a good thing because you don't know where the geography. Gotcha. Ha, ha, ha. Agile for humans. Protect your work tied to sprint goal in Scrum. Don't worry if not everything in the sprint backlog is directly related. So they've got a thing on that one. So let's look at. So I guess I like that one. I'll retreat that one. Let's see, Agile for Humans. We got a quote, tweet, more pitching of the paper. Seen this picture from him a few times now. Keep saying the same one. Past that. Let's see. Out. There are reasons to look lean, but flow has suspended it many ways. Rainer Steen's book, 09 book, was called Principles of Product Development Flow, Second Generation Lean. Lean product development. Clue is flow is in the title. Lean is in the subtitle. So flow is in the title. Lean is primarily about learning. There we go. Slap one. Just here to listen to the tech girl's voice because it's so nice. Great way to end the day. Going live in Twitter space in a few moments. So we should like that one. Retweet. That was probably old. That was 2 hours ago, so she may not be in Twitter space anymore. Like, everyone's talking about Angie Jones. There we go. Going to Twitter space a few minutes. Come to hang out as we talk about networking, mentorship. Think about Convo. We can benefit for all genders. Closing out Women's History Month with a special TTT hosted by none other than Lee Dow. So that's good. She's doing a women's event. That's perfect. Let's retweet that. Thanksgiving countdown. Talking about what she's going to do again. Ministry of Tennessee. Have you tried this accessibility testing activity? No, haven't. Okay. We got European Union jobs. That sounds good. Agile Otter. Unit tests, micro tests save you time by finding errors immediately after you make them. That's funny. I like that. Unit tests are first, fast, isolated, repeatable, very self-verifying. Okay, I like that one. Retweet that. No, I don't. I just want to retweet. Wait, Twitter's giving a lot of questions here. Are you guys doing Agile or Scrum? Oh, you know, there's so many people that are anti-Scrum. You know, that's an anti-Scrum question. It's probably second nature to people to make these plugins for a living or a hobby, but people who only using them to have no idea what they're asking them to do with your concise answer assume background knowledge. I don't get to that, what that means. And the trailblazer, Scrum is not an excuse to ignore emergencies and you blog. If I say Scrum three times fast, maybe it'll go away. Interesting. I actually don't like that. I agree. I like that. Because yeah, you can't use Scrum to say, I can't do something. It's not in the backlog. All right, scroll down a little bit. Good. It's dark. There you go. Scrum.org. They got another PST. Evolution of Agile. Blew it up. Scrum. You think there's something in there? Scrum's got a single cycle. Two bike with that flow lean theory of constraints. And then he's got a quick start thing, Amplio. Provides concept, neat, easy use, empiricism, rationalization, flow, theory constraints. Interesting. Okay, I'm seeing it's sort of crazy. So we'll close out on that. And we'll close for the evening. And I'll switch over to this video. Turn that one off. Turn the little me off and say, thanks for coming out. I hope you saw that some encouragement on the job front there for the Agile jobs. And I wish you all the best in finding your next career goal. And take care and have a great day. Okay. I should play my exit music. Let's play the exit music. Rock. It's called Rock. See y'all. See you next week. See you tomorrow morning. Bye. See you.